Yeah.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country.
My father fought for World War II defending.
Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Right there. That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
Yes.
You see that little icon that I put in my...
It says menu, now it says console, and then live stream studio, and then there's a...
Justice for us.
Yeah, if you click that button, it'll mute that playback for you.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
That's what the icon looks like.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
You see on the bottom of the screen,
the FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
If you zoom in, you'll see
they're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
I see.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police outlawed? Were there violations of use of force? Hold on a second.
John.
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
As a guest, I want to see what he's seeing, so I'm jumping in here.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party.
Are you on your phone, Don, or your computer?
I'm on my computer.
The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family.
I'm texting you a picture of what it is that he's trying
but
to send you.
It's not always easy to do.
Let me get my phone.
Okay.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
Oh, I tell you, us old people
my heart
are just
was pounding.
Oh, inadequate.
My body bouncing, twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Okay, I have a video that I'm going to show you,
I can queue it up for if you want to.
And so Let me see. There we go. All right, here it is. All right, now, for those of you that are listening on the radio, you're going to hear a musical sound. But for those that are watching this, what you're gonna experience is what can only be described as the invasion of the United States of America, and it literally is just that. So let me show you. This was yesterday. This is in our country. I want you to watch this. Note, folks, what it is that we're seeing here. What we're watching in this screen, in this picture, is we are literally watching. Okay, I've lost control to be able to put the guest in the screen. It says now playing, but it's not letting me move it. I don't know if I got you.
You're
frozen
back.
Somewhere else. Okay, yeah. Change picture. What you were watching was a progression in San Francisco of the arrival of Xi Jinping, and what you saw was flags, Chinese Communist Party red flags lining the street.
Got rid of the homeless,
and there are even pictures of him, American soldiers holding those flags as well. Don, you know, this is really kind of the net result of what happened because of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, going and visiting China.
That had a big influence on it, no question about that. But this is a result, I think, more of a change in policy towards China that began January of 2022, or when Biden was illegally inaugurated. We started to bow to them very, very much at that time. And I think this is as much of a culmination of that. Gavin Newsom certainly had a big part in it.
Wouldn't you also say that this goes back to, I mean, the Clintons turning the Lincoln room into, you know, Beijing in the West? And Barack Obama and what he did when it came to interacting with the CCP?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, this, I don't see one American flag there, incidentally. Mm-mm. Not one.
Mm-mm.
I've seen and watched this video before, and I was purposefully looking for them. They're not there. This is San Francisco, right up the road from me, commemorating their worshiping what they think is the proper ruler of the whole world, including us. And we have people in our country that also acknowledge that Xi Jinping is really the person to whom we should pay homage. It's really, really pathetic. It's been going on for a long time. It's been coming for a long time. The Marxist movement has been here for a long, long time. You and I have been discussing it for a long time.
Yep.
And this proves it now is dominating us. Down at where they were having their meeting, first of all, I cannot believe that we would ever trust anything, anything that they would tell us. And I understand Biden agreed to cut off all oil and gas production. That is a total surrender.
Yeah.
Then in their dinner that night, 400 so-called business leaders stood and literally worshiped this guy. And there's only two things I can account that to, and that's pride and greed.
Yeah.
Those are the sins. Pride is the sin that obviously is leads to all evil. And then we have total worship of the almighty dollar, which has become our idol, and it's destroying our nation.
Well, and you know, it's interesting when you watch the film Finding Courage and you listen to the five communist guards that worked in the labor camp that were responsible for the death of Stephanie's family and the torture of her brother for 12 years. One of the things that they talked about, number one, is that there is absolutely no God, no spiritual anything. They absolutely persecuted. It was fact that family were Falun Gong practitioners. But the other thing that he said is that why would you do that? Well, for money. It was for money. So what would happen? The more they would torture, the more money they would be given. The more pain that they caused those that were, prisoners, the more that they would punish them. So every beating, every broken bone, all of these things, what was the motivation? What was the reason you, well, I did it because I got paid more. The more bones I broke, there was a price for every bone I broke. I got paid a bonus. I mean, this is what happens when people say the root of evil, and they talk about finances and money. It is literally material idolatry that is taking place, and it is putting material above the one who created the material.
Well, and China has known this for a long time. China has been paying people in America, and the only thing they supposedly that they have asked of these people, and this includes the Biden family, of course, is they say, well, no, we understand you're in a political situation. It's okay to criticize us. That's okay if you criticize us. But you cannot denounce us as evil or anything of that nature. So what we have is we have a large number of people in the United States that have literally sold their soul to the Chinese for a buck. They have sold out their allegiance to the United States. They have sold out any dedication they might have had to the Creator for a buck. We saw it play out this week in San Francisco, and we will continue to see it play out. The other thing that we see happening is those who are receiving riches from the Green Movement have sold out their soul for a buck, and they are now also playing the Chinese, trying to tell us that the Chinese are doing a good thing when in fact they could care less about anything green. Chinese have one goal in mind, and that's to control the world. That's because they're true Marxists. That's the goal of the Marxists.
Don, you know,
the other thing with the Marxists, we always have to remember, and we see this so evident, is that Karl Marx told us, he said, communism begins when atheism begins. And this is why there is such a terrible, terrible or a concerted effort to destroy not only our Constitution, but to get the Bible and God out of our society. That's critical. That is a very, very critical factor in this whole movement. We are under the siege of Marxism. I don't think you can put it any other way. I write about it I write about it in Fundamental Transformation. What did Obama mean? It's all laid out. We're seeing it play out, folks. Right there.
I'm going to I'm typing up the a banner to represent, because I know that you have made a generous offer to basically give a donation to the ministry for those that make a donation of $150 or more. They will receive the five books. And actually what I need to do, okay, I got it. So what I need to do is go up here and I need to hit edit and I need to put ticker and then I need to update and then I need to show, and there it is. Okay. So we're going to have that rolling across the screen. Yeah. So five books. Oh, it's not showing the whole thing. Why isn't it showing everything
I
wrote?
I'll take care of it for you. You just keep going.
Okay. Keep going. I'll figure it. All right. Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote the whole thing out. Anyway, it should be. But there's five books that are a part of this set. There's Two Visions of America. There is The Road to Tyranny.
That's what we're on.
Yep. There is Goodbye, Constitution, Freedom, America. There is Republic or Democracy.
You have to understand the difference. It's critical we understand the difference.
And then your latest book, Fundamental Transformation, What did Obama mean? And then finally, this book, Setting Brush Fires of Freedom.
How do we combat this evil movement? We learned from Samuel Adams. Yeah, I was thinking the other day, the Republican Party is an accomplice, much of the Republican Party, not the whole, the RNC and the DNC have made up the Uniparty. The RNC is an accomplice to this whole movement. We have to understand that. Just because somebody has an R behind their name, like a Romney, or like a McCain, or like a McCarthy, or like a McConnell, it doesn't mean that they are American first people. It doesn't mean that they would stand up in front of a group and declare, give me liberty or give me death, and mean it. And folks, we will live under liberty or we will live under communism. And the choice really is up to we the people. It's up to you and it's up to me. Will we allow this to happen? We can put our head in the sand and say, oh, it's just me. There's nothing really I can do about it. Why should I get involved? Well, the reason you should get involved is because if you believe your children should live in a free nation, if we do nothing, they will not. That's an absolute fact. If we do nothing, if we sit back and say, oh, you know, it's my children, my grandchildren, they'll take it. No, they won't. Because they have been indoctrinated for the most part that communism is a good thing. And communism is pure evil. It's as evil as is Islam. They are both absolute evil. And as long as we compromise with them and we do not fight and we are not willing to say and to mean, give me liberty or give me death, we will not be a free nation. Patrick Henry understood this. His founding fathers with him understood this, and they were willing to sacrifice whatever and everything they had so you and I could live in freedom. Folks, we're giving it up. When we sit back and do nothing, we are giving up that freedom. Critical that you understand it and you start setting brush fires of freedom, just like Samuel Adams did. And that is where we give the power back to the people. These books also are all available on my website, My Grandchildren's America. And unless we understand what the evil is, we don't know how to fight it. please, please. I know your audience is much, much, much more aware than is the American public. I understand that. But I go speak to Republican women all across the state, have spoken all across the country. And folks, it's not understood, and that's why we're compromising and why we're letting this evil happen. And if we do not quickly take back that Senate and that House with people who place America first, number one, you have to place God first. That's critical. You have to place God first and then America second, and we will fight for it to the death. I can't say it any more clear than that, can I, Pastor Greg?
Well, no, and you know, I never would have imagined that I would be living in a time in our country where, you know, again, the embrace of communism, the embrace of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the mutilation of our children, the sexual perversion of our culture, the embrace of killing babies. I never believed in my life that I would be living in a time when all of those things would actually be fundamental beliefs within our culture. It's just so stunning.
The truth has become something you cannot utter. And this is what happens anytime you remember when Biden said, oh, the First Amendment is not absolute. There's nothing more absolute than saying you cannot make a law that abridges free speech. What's more absolute than that? And you can't make a law that abridges it. Abridge means to change or to limit it. And it's very clear. Go read the First Amendment. It's very, very clear. And he said, no, it's not absolute. Well, we're finding out, in fact, that the First Amendment is not absolute. And our speech is very, very much being restricted and limited, where we can't say that guys, I don't care what choice they make, they might call themselves a cat, a dog, a girl, whatever they want to call themselves. But hey, they're still guys, and guys and high school guys and girls should not be in the same shower room. I mean, this is just fundamental biology. Come on, let's get real.
Yeah, so one would
all
think.
All of a sudden, we can't say that. And we can't say that, oh, no. This so-called greenhouse thing, this green energy thing, this is going to save the planet. No, it's not. There's not enough green. It's just not. We need far more energy than what it's ever going to give us. And you have to drill for the oil and the gas that God has given us to run our energy. It's just a fact. Maybe someday, maybe in 50 or 100 years, I don't know, maybe they will have developed enough technology. But that's not a reason to give up our freedom. That's not a reason to surrender our freedom to an absolute a communist movement. And we're doing it, folks. We're doing it. And we're doing it saying, oh, but I'm trying to save the planet. But you're giving up everything there is, and you're not saving the planet one little bit.
No,
it's
no.
Foolish. It's foolishness.
Yeah, it truly is. It truly is. It's a really scary thought, to be completely honest, to look again at what has happened to our country. It's just, it's hard to imagine. It's really, really hard to imagine.
If an American president were to go to Beijing, I can't imagine that there would be all kinds of American flags on the corner of Tiananmen Square. There would be no American flags. And so there's no American flags in China. There are no American flags in the United States when the Chinese dictator comes over here.
Yeah.
Always Chinese. It's always Chinese. It's always honoring the Chinese. When we say that we have to be partners with them, then we are saying that we're willing to surrender to the Chinese. And that's what we've done, Pastor Greg. We're doing it. We're doing it every day.
Well, you know,
the other thing that is,
Go ahead.
The other thing that is incredible in our nation is that we would honor and say we have to protect those who would go across a border and slaughter innocent babies and women.
Yep.
And it's not just the soldiers, but it was the Palestinian people that were right along with them, taking film, laughing.
And listen, 86% of the people polled in Palestinians that were polled are in support of either Hamas or the PLO. 86%. They house them. I'm watching video that is being discovered when they're going into these areas to find the hostages, and they're finding the bodies of hostages. They're not finding hostages. Yeah. They're finding the body of hostages.
Is that surprising?
No, I guess not. It shouldn't surprise me, but it's very sad. Yes. But the bottom line is that you have a situation where, there's this overwhelming support. What I was going to say is they're also finding in these homes munitions, bombs and shells that are in children's rooms. Look, it is an act of war. And the people in Gaza and the people in the West Bank and the people in Lebanon now and in Syria, these are individuals that support a war against Israel. Yep. And if you are a citizenry that is supporting a war against another country, then if you're holding munitions, you become a target. I mean, it's just that simple.
This is not something new.
No.
If we go back and if we look throughout history.
Final moments, by the way.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every single time that people have compromised with evil, evil has conquered. It's never failed. And so when we start to compromise with evil, which we are, when we compromise with Islam, when we compromise with Marxism, we are compromising with evil. And you have to stand firmly against that. We were told that by God many, many times.
Yeah.
He said, no, you cannot compromise.
Right. Do not even sup with it. You cannot participate. Yes, you've got to be in the world and you've got to do commerce and you've got to do those things. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 5. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between that kind of engagement versus full embrace and then literally becoming a part of it. And Romans 1 talks clearly about that and how we absolutely cannot do that. And it is to our destruction. Every culture, every civilization that has embraced these kinds of ideas has been destroyed. It is, and it has just been destroyed from within. All right, we got to jump. My next guest will be with us coming up shortly. Fred Litwin will be with me, author of Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, The Demagogue of Dealey Plaza. Who is responsible for JFK? Could a former president have been engaged in the assassination of the president? It sounds to me a lot like the coups that we've been watching recently, the one that we experienced that took place against President Trump the last 4 years, including even right now, if you don't believe that the guy in office was elected, and I don't. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Stay tuned. Let me see. I got to grab the commercial spot. There we go.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean. So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer. And different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It was Lupin.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. His webpage is On the Trail of Delusion, On the Trail of Delusion, brand new book that is out. Also, Oliver Stone's Flim Flam, which is the story really of what might have happened to JFK. Fred Litwin, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All the way from Canada.
Yes.
So talk to me about your fascination with JFK. What started you on the trail of, obviously you've been involved in looking at it. You have written a book. I was a teenage JFK conspiracy freak. So talk to me, what was it that enthralled you with that whole story?
I was 17 years old, sitting at home in Montreal, Canada, one night in March 1975, watching the Geraldo Rivera show. And he played the Zapruder film on national TV for the first time ever. And if you watch that film, you know that when Kennedy is shot in the head, his head goes back and to the left, despite the fact that he was supposedly shot from behind. So I saw that and I said, oh my God, I got it. This is really intriguing. I didn't know this. And so the next day I ran to the library, and the only book we had in our library was Mark Lane's Rush to Judgment. And that started me on a decades-long quest to find out what really happened on November 22nd, 1963.
So as you looked at this, obviously, you know, it's taken years now, right, for them to, you know, to begin to release certain documentation, certain pieces of evidence. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have Vivian Cottingham on next Tuesday, who's someone that has been, you know, chasing this down, and there's, I guess, some new evidence about a new testimony from somebody who, the guy who put the bullet, right?
Paul Landis. We can talk about that later, but there's nothing there.
Okay, so well, the only thing I think that's there is this. It has reignited the fire of people talking more about this situation. One of the frameworks that I look at it is, I mean, if in fact members of the U.S. government like Johnson, and I'm down in Texas now, not far from Johnson City, but I'm well aware from history of who Johnson is and his, some of his nefarious activities. That being said, that would have been a coup. I mean, we would have been and a assassination coup to boot, which a coup is what we watched the last 4 years with what happened to President Trump, in my opinion.
Okay, is there a question?
Well, so yeah, there is. The question is do you see a parallel between any of this relative to actions within the government to go after a seated president?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. There's absolutely no evidence, not one piece of evidence linking Johnson to the assassination. We know who killed Kennedy. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. He fired 3 shots. We retrieved the gun. We have the cartridge cases. We have the bullet fragments. Everything ties into Oswald. He shot a policeman later that day. We have his pistol. We have the cartridge cases that he ejected from the pistol. We've got 11 eyewitnesses. This is a really clear-cut, easy case. We know who did it. It was Lee Harvey Oswald.
So how do you explain to people who ask the question that you did about the president's head going back rather than forward?
Well, you know, it's actually an easy answer. And the answer is, when you really examine the Zapruder film in detail, you find out that between frame 312 and 313, when he was hit in the head, that his head actually moves forward. His head moves forward around 2 to 3 inches, and then it starts to go back. And it went back for 2 reasons. First, a neuromuscular spasm. But secondly, if you think of a jet engine, so the bullet hits Kennedy in the back of the head, it exits in the right side of his head. You have a mass of material exiting this way. Like a jet engine, it pushes his head backwards.
So you absolutely agree that Lee Harvey Oswald carried this out alone by himself?
Yes, definitely.
What do you think was Oswald's motivation? Do you believe there's any connection between that and his time in Russia?
Well, Oswald was a Marxist, and he hated America. He was a defector to the Soviet Union, and realized when he was there that he didn't really like the Soviet Union, so he came back to the States. He wasn't a Marxist-Leninist, but he was still a Marxist, and the apple of his eye was Cuba, Fidel Castro. And he was absolutely enthralled with Fidel Castro. In fact, there was a picture of Fidel Castro on his mantelpiece. When he was going to have his second child, he told his wife he wanted to name the child Fidel. She was horrified. Thank God they had a girl. Yeah. So he wanted to go to Cuba. In fact, in September of 1963, he went to Mexico City. He tried to get a visa to go to Cuba. He was rejected. He came back, and I think he killed Kennedy because he was very upset at what the United States was doing to Cuba with the sabotage raids, etc. And he killed Kennedy to strike a blow for the Cuban Revolution.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if you've ever watched this or are familiar with this. It's called Disinformation, and it was put together with interviews from a General Pacheco, And Pacheco talks about in there the Soviet influence that may well have played a role in what Oswald did, where Khrushchev was just furious with Kennedy, and in several private circles even talked about wanting someone to kill him.
Yeah, the problem with his thesis is the fact that we have NSA intercepts from the Soviet Union going back into 1963, and there's absolutely no evidence that of any talk about killing Kennedy. So we know the American government knows what was going on. There's just no evidence to support that.
So Pacheco, in what he's discussing, he talks about that. I mean, he was there. This was before he defected. So do you think that he's misremembering what he heard?
I don't know what he really heard. All I can tell you is that there's absolutely no evidence, none, zero, to suggest the Soviet Union took part in this. And the question would be, how did if you do think there was a connection, then how did they get to Oswald?
How would the Soviets have gotten to Oswald?
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of pictures of Oswald over there with the Soviets, and actually
came back
even
in 1962.
I'm sorry?
He came back to the United States in 1962, where you know he went to Dallas. The motorcade was only planned in November. What is the evidence that the Soviets got to Oswald to get him to kill Kennedy? Why would they pick Oswald?
I don't know. Why do you believe that Oswald was that good of a shot?
He was a great shot. And look at his record of the Marines. He was a sharpshooter in the Marines.
So,
I mean, let me explain something here. A lot of people have been misled by the conspiracy books. There's a lot of misinformation. The conspiracy books have been misleading Americans for decades. And this is one example. Oswald was a terrific shot. He was a sharpshooter in the Marines. If you look at his Marine scorebook, it's incredible what a good shot he was. And by the way, the shots in Daley Plaza were easy.
Oh, yes, there's no question. I mean, that a marksman from the distance that he was firing should not have had.
It was the first shot.
Yeah, should not have had major issues with that. So let me ask you this. In your opinion, you mentioned something that I think is important, and that has to do with the whole conspiracy genre, I guess. Would you call it a genre, per se?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Kennedy assassination is the biggest conspiracy of the conspiracy genre? Did it start there? Or were there other areas where you look at and say, well, we were misled here as well?
Well, the Kennedy assassination, and it's the perfect conspiracy story, because for people on the left in the 1960s, 1970s, people on the left loved this conspiracy story because they could point it and say, okay, American foreign policy changed. It was the CIA. It was the, you know, all the people they hated, they could blame for the assassination. Now you find people on the right saying, well, it was the deep state, and they could use the assassination as well. So it's the perfect conspiracy story that can be used by people on the left and on the right.
Do you see any parallels in our news today?
No, because there was no conspiracy in the JFK assassination. So there's no parallels.
Well, no. I'm not. What I'm asking is relative to situations where the left and the right are essentially espousing a form of a conspiracy that best fits their narrative about a situation. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to drag Kennedy forward. What I'm asking you is relative to that, looking at that as a case study.
Well, and again, what you just said, what's important as a case study is the fact that anybody could use the assassination to their own purposes. And so it's an incredible story, because whatever your personal beliefs are, you can meld the assassination story to for your beliefs.
And that really speaks also, right, to, you know, to the danger of the lens by which you view things, right? Your worldview, if you will.
Well, yes, I mean, but I think it also speaks very much to the point of getting back to primary documents and getting back to primary evidence and trying to avoid conspiracy authors who twist and distort the record. And I think it really speaks to how people analyze data and evidence.
Well, I think is again speaking to the lens, because, you know, you have the same sets of facts for both sides for everybody in this to be looking at. And yet you've looked at those facts and you've said A, B, C concludes with D.
Yes, but I should point out that in the 1960s, when people were debating the assassination, we all agreed on the facts and we would debate what those facts meant. What's happened today is that the people who are the conspiracy people realize that the facts all support a lone gunman, so they dispute the facts. So they have to argue now the rifle was planted, the evidence was planted, the evidence isn't real, the chain of custody isn't good. They have to dispute the actual evidence because it's so damning.
It's interesting because as a pastor, I look at, you know, the biblical arguments that are going on today. And I warned my congregation in California 25 years ago. I said, listen, I'm telling you that they have been coming for this. Okay? And if you go back and you look at what happened in the 1960s and you look at how they took over academia and how they took over the seminaries, and then by the end of the 60s, they were spitting out different versions of this intentionally for the purpose of being able to create confusion about facts so they could destroy Christianity and faith. It's the same. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. No, it's very much the same. And so what I fight, you know, and that's why in my book, I put in a lot of primary documents and a lot of links to primary documents so people can read them for themselves. I should add, and I want to say one thing about the supposed secret documents.
Sure.
Because here's another area where people have been misled. There are no secret documents. The only documents that have been withheld in full by the American government are IRS documents and grand jury testimony. And those two areas are exempt from the JFK Records Act. The other documents that we're talking about, mostly CIA documents, have been released, but with redactions. So what's been redacted? I'll give you an example.
Okay.
400 documents have the social insurance number of people who are still living redacted. I don't think those should be released. The names of informants, can you imagine informants who were promised in the 1960s anonymity until they died?
Right.
I don't want to see their names released.
Right.
And the other area is sensitive intelligence gathering from the Cold War. Now, I would say those should be released. It's time. But the other thing I would note is the Assassination Records Review Board actually saw all of these documents. They saw them, and the chairman of the Records Review Board has repeatedly said there's nothing of substance in those documents.
Now we go back to, you know, during that time frame that, you know, you were coming out of, you had the McCarthy hearings, right, in the early 50s. Now, I don't know your thoughts, but I believe that McCarthy was right. I believe I can't pronounce his name, but the 45 goals of the Communist Party, the Naked Communist, the author of The Naked Communist, you know, writes pretty clearly about his investigation into what the communists were attempting to do in our country. And it was pretty obvious from what I just said. They were working to infiltrate media, Hollywood, higher academia, you know, the schools, the seminaries, all of that. McCarthy's onto that, and they use their own apparatus to discredit him. And now you have a situation with the Kennedy assassination, right, where they have the opportunity now to continue to go through that long drive of the destruction of American institutions.
Who's they?
I would say the communists.
Right, but I mean, the people, you know, I don't know what that has to do with the JFK assassination.
The connection is this. You had people, conspiracy theorists, who said the FBI is covering something up. The CIA was involved in this. The Department of Justice was covering things up. These are institutions that, to that point, Americans held in regard, in revere, and believed that they had integrity and honesty. The conspiracy theorists, whether they were left or whether they were right, became tools in the hands of disinformationists to be able to begin to call into question the integrity of those agencies.
I should add something here, that those agencies, the FBI and the CIA, while I believe that Oswald was a lone gunman, there was a cover-up.
So what was the cover-up?
The cover-up was that the CIA had to cover up their assassination attempts against Fidel Castro. That had to be covered up.
The Bay of Pigs.
Working with the mob. They had to cover that up. The FBI had to cover up their errors in dealing with Oswald. And of course, they destroyed the note that Oswald left at FBI headquarters before the assassination.
Which was kind of like the transgenders manifesto that they didn't want to have released most recently, right? I mean, it was Oswald's manifesto of why he did what he did.
Yeah, well, it was more the agencies were covering their ass, so that's what they were doing, and so they did cover up. And the problem, I think, what really happened here was there was so much covering up that it made it look like there was a conspiracy.
So. In essence, it was a combination then, right, of outside individuals using these disinformation patterns to create a question about these particular agencies. And yes,
I think it was leftists in the 1960s and 70s. It was leftists who were the different disinformation people who were trying to, and also I should say the Soviet Union.
Right.
Also, they had several operations to try and convince the American people that the CIA was behind the assassination.
Absolutely. No, I'm aware. I was Russian intelligence in the early 80s in the Air Force. I spoke Russian and delved into that. So, it's just, you know, I look back now. And now it's even worse. Now we have, you know, communist parades in San Francisco. I guess the coronation of Xi Jinping as the new president of California or something. I don't know.
Well, he's prime minister of Canada, but it's even worse here. But that's another story.
Yeah.
Canada.
No, tell me. No. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about that as we close out the program.
Well, Canada, I mean, the Canadian government under Justin Trudeau, I mean, his closest friend is the Chinese Communist Party, what the Chinese Communist Party has done in Canada to interfere with our elections, to interfere with politicians, to interfere with our institutions, is unbelievable. The money, the criminal money that's pouring into Canada because we have very, very lax money laundering laws coming from China, disrupting our real estate markets and a whole variety of other markets. I can go on and on. You have no idea what's going on in Canada. What's going on in the States is child's play compared to what's going on here. And the Chinese government has so many of its diplomats here in Canada. I don't know if you've heard of the United Front Work corporate organization.
Okay.
United Front Work is a Chinese government organization dedicated to using the Chinese diaspora to further its political views. And so what they do is they influence Chinese students and Chinese people wherever they can. They've taken over all the Chinese newspapers in Canada. They're all pro-Beijing.
Now, to that point, you guys are just north of us. And I think, you know, we spend a lot of time focused on the southern invasion. But I've talked about this on my show for years now. There's a huge issue between Canada and America, and the influence and the illegal trafficking that is coming from Canada into America. But even more important, you guys have immigration policies that allow these people to more quickly get their documentation so they can come in.
Yeah, we take a lot of immigrants into Canada, up to 500,000 people a year.
And well, and my understanding is that it's a pretty short turnaround. I don't mean like, you know, 30 days, but it's, what is it, a year or 2 years, and then they can
get citizenship.
Yeah, so 2 years. So you get somebody in there that is a bad guy, and 2 years from the time that he arrives.
It's even worse than that, because Chinese students who come here to study automatically have the right to bring in their parents as immigrants.
Wow.
And they can buy property, and there's a lot of property being sold to Chinese people in Canada, and the property's unoccupied. They're still in China. We have neighborhoods of unoccupied properties, and of course the property values are through the roof.
Yeah.
In places like Vancouver, I can talk about this for 2 hours. You have no idea. You don't even know.
No, I understand. Well, maybe we can get you back to talk about all of that, because what's happening where you are, just like we've talked about it for years, what's happening in the UK, we've been warning that it was going to come here, and it's here in America. The assault on street preachers.
It is far worse than you can ever imagine. And Canada is the staging ground.
Well, let me really quickly. Your website is on the trail of delusion.com. On the trail of delusion.com. Is there a blog there where you are writing about this?
There's a blog where I write about the JFK assassination. There's like 800 articles up there for free with primary documents that people could read them for themselves.
Okay. What about what you just talked about that's happening in Canada? Are you writing about that yet?
Not really. I have other friends.
All right. Listen, you and I need to talk. You need to write about it, and I will publish it on my website as well, and we'll get the news out there. People need to know. Well, then you know what? I can imagine pretty bad. I've got a horrific imagination. It's prophetic in nature, which is really terrible. I'm like Jeremiah now, you know, Jeremiah running in and saying, listen, I'm telling you, the sky is falling, okay, and it's all going to fall apart, and we better change the direction we're going, or we're going to be in big, 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 big trouble. But nobody wants to hear that, Fred. But you write it, and I'll publish it, I promise you. Okay. Hey, I appreciate you being with me today. This has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. Loved the conversation. Just absolutely loved it. Check out the website, please, folks. On the trail of delusion.com, there's 3 books that you can pick up there. Pick the one, you know, that you want, and get it, read it, and then get the next one, because I'm sure you'll love to do that. Thanks again, Fred. On the trail of delusion.com. I'm out of time. It's Friday. Next week's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. God bless y'all. I appreciate you. Love you very much. And I just want you to know that I will be back. I'll be back. But it's gonna be in a week. Okay, I'm taking next week, just taking a break and refreshing, and recharging and all that kind of good fun stuff. I probably will be throwing up during the week at some points some of the real Thanksgiving history with Bill Federer and the Bartons, and there's a Mayflower Foundation guy that I've interviewed in the past, so we may put something together and throw a few of those things up just to remind you what the truth is about it. All right, I'm out of time. God bless you. God bless our country. God bless Israel. And Father, I just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know the needs of those that are listening and watching right now. You are sovereign. You are omniscient. You are omnipresent. You are omnipotent. And nothing is impossible with you. So I ask, Father God, now that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon those that are listening, those that are watching right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and I speak provision over their lives. You said that you have your riches stored up and that you bless us. So I ask, Father God, that you would meet our needs according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight in your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back and...
All right. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know why, but today TECN decided not to work. That's nice. Don't know why.
Had a very insightful conversation with my son.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
Evan.
And how old is he?
17.
All right.
He's the one that's closest in my footsteps. He works for a church up the road. Okay. Does their media production. Is just knocking it out of the park for him.
Nice.
And because that in that situation has put himself dead in the center of serving in a way that has strengthened his faith, just he's grown exponentially in the past year.
Cool.
And in light of that growth, I was telling him, look, here's what I see. I gave him an unfiltered assessment on what I think is going on with you, your career, with what you're doing, and how God has put us together. And you should probably hear the unfiltered version of that at some point from me.
Okay.
Because I had to give it to him in like 5 minutes. So it's like, I'm not going to give you all the long
history. Hang on a minute.
Yep, go ahead.
I'm off. Say hi to Christian.
Hello, Christian.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can you bring me some coffee? I never got coffee.
Oh. My wife brought me coffee. It was the best thing I've had all.
And I love okay. Some more water, too. My water jug is empty. Please, please.
So, yeah, you need to hear my assessment, which I believe is godly. I do.
Well,
but it isn't easy.
Okay.
But I think it is. I think we need to have that talk when you're refreshed. But the end of that talk, I'm just going to give you the spoiler alert, is this is your opportunity to shift. God has put me in this situation to prepare you for that shift. And you are going to begin the career that you should have had before the accident. Because I'm going to deal with you honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to build you up, and I'm going to make sure that you have all the numbers to back up what you have. But what we will do together, everything you've done up till now has been just ready, fire, aim. And I'm going to switch that for you.
Well, things have.
Yeah. I'm empathetic to what you've done and how you've had to go through it. I really am.
Well, no. That's not what I mean. But things have shifted a lot in the last few years.
Sure. I only met you two ago or one ago.
Yeah.
It been 2 years?
It's only been a year.
Yeah, dude.
It's only been a year. And I've been doing this, since 2012.
God showed me
Thanks.
Very clearly that you meeting me and us not doing legitimately anything for a year is for testimony's sake.
Yeah.
okay? You're like, I met him here, but we didn't start working together until this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of his plan. But yeah, God's got your back. I don't even have your back. God's got your back on this. It's just that I'm an implement of the Father.
Well, there is a spirit, and one of the things that I, you know, did not take into account yesterday. I preached yesterday.
Yeah.
In India.
Yeah.
And then tried to have a meeting in the afternoon.
Yeah. I watched the whole day unfold, and I actually watched myself react and reassessed it in my conversation with my son. I'm like, nope, this is the adversary trying to shut us up, literally trying to intercept. He's trying to intercept us and make, he wants you afraid. Dude, you got a month. You got a month for me to replace that. For God to. It's not even up to me. But what I'm going to show you, what I'm about to do for you, and I hope you bear with me, because you've already gone through the medical procedures. I'm going to kind of do the same thing with your production workflow, and that is that we're going to pull some Band-Aids off. They're going to hurt. But your skin's going to grow back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Skin that should have been there to start with. Because what you've been doing for years now, and you've been going through this transition, has been without receipt. You've had to have numbers for people that you've not been able to collect and gather. And just like you are the OG, the people that you, the original gangster, if you don't know the vernacular, you're the OG, and the people that you bring on are all OG as well. They are the founding fathers, so to speak, of what has happened since communism landed on our shores in the 60s. You guys have been fighting this fight. We've been saying this for 10 years, and now here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, who's the new blood? Well, the new blood is clamoring to get an introduction to somebody like you. They don't even know you exist yet.
Yeah.
So God has put me in the middle to orchestrate those things. And it'll be beneficial for all parties, because that's the way God does things. You know, I don't believe, I'm not going to tell you, take this number and tell your clients that this number is accurate, unless I can prove it to myself. You're going to have, right? Because while you watch these shows, every single one of these, for instance.
He records it. You're recording what you're saying, right?
Not this right here, but if you want me to record these things, I will. We'll have a meeting that I do record.
Yeah, my wife said you need to record what you're saying.
I will. And I do all the time, to the point that it annoys people.
I'm sure.
But we'll have a conversation. I'll make sure there's transcriptions. You've seen my transcription from the meeting you did yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And you can highlight and go, because after you review it, it's not so bad. You know, there's a summary there. It's so funny. I had to have that AI summarize my writings over the past 6 months. And I'm in a lot better shape than I realize. My perspective of myself isn't as accurate as the data that actually sits there. I'm pretty derogatory on myself. I beat myself up a bit, but gotcha. I'm going to be, I see that we have similarities in that arena too, by the way.
Yeah. Well, and there is a, just FYI, and I'll send you this prayer. There is a spiritual destruction attack that is coming against anybody who is doing what we're doing. Ken and I talked about this with the deliverance. It came up in a deliverance that John Eldridge was doing with someone. and the demons confessed to this is what our plan, this is what we're doing. So
we will spend a lot of time sharing our hearts.
So what I was feeling yesterday is that exact spirit, and it's coming from multiple directions, including reaching across the world to India.
So I legitimately started writing a book called The Field Manual for Spiritual Warfare. Cool. Because I wanted to hand it to my kids in case I'm not there for the end battle.
Yeah.
You know, what it's kind of that, what would I hand to my sons as like, look, this isn't the high theology. This is the tactical application on the field. This is the situational awareness necessary mm-hmm. to survive. Notice that lower third there's from Facebook. I commented as unable to go through. You see that in the preview editor?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm still setting things right. They're not correct yet. But when the permissions are correct, you'll have more influx of actual feedback. You will build community faster than you've ever built it before. You can write this down. I'm asking God if this is from him or if this is my assessment. He says it's from him.
Mm-hmm.
You are making the transition from a radio host to an internet host in this week.
Yeah, my wife was saying that to me several months ago.
And I'm the guy to help you make that transition.
Well, she was talking about, you know, rebranding the website.
Yep. All right. We're all in. Letting you know, I've been sent here for this purpose.
Yeah, because it says Show Generation Radio, and that's really not the focus.
Yeah. We can keep it Chosen Generation.
Well, but I think Chosen Generation is taken.
Okay, well then, we will look at it from the ground up.
But we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I'm letting you know, we're rebooting you, because I'm trying to be sensitive and gentle with you, because some people get very married to their brands. You know, I don't want to hurt.
I probably.
Excuse me. You got embroidery. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you? It's like, I got the cup and the.
Oh, my stickers. God. So chosengeneration.com is available. They want $18,000 for it.
Yeah. At least no one else is going to be shoveling that out tomorrow.
Nope. Nope.
Let's raise that so that's an easy buy.
Yeah.
Right?
Ridiculous.
Hey, it's a small car, $18,000.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's necessary for your employment. That's not terrible for a domain, to be honest. Not for a good domain.
Yeah.
But you're not there yet. Let's get you there. Because here's what I see. I see a generational transfer of knowledge that is necessary. And I'm that bridge for everybody I'm aware of that you bring. You're bringing clarification for the things from your news resource I would need. And these people who just got red-pilled because of COVID are going to lose their shit when they meet you and all of your friends and all of your guests. That's my point. They don't know about you yet. But they know how to make sure. They're like, oh, how do we get Greg out there? They're all going to army you up. They are the built-in mechanism to say, you want to go viral overnight? I've got the team on the other side of the fence waiting to meet you.
I got you.
Don't let the Patriot Mobile thing poison your week. Go enjoy yourself. Know that God is planning your resurgence.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And I'm in 100%.
Yep. Yep.
That didn't happen until Wednesday.
Huh?
I was about ready to give up Wednesday morning. And what I saw by the end of Wednesday was God literally, I wrote it down. You guys shared with you on that Apple note what my insights and revelation. And I write down what's revelation, what's not.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
And that'll be a continual notepad between you and I.
Okay.
I love you, man. Go relax.
Thank you. I love you too, and I'm.
No, I'm glad I saw us at this stage.
Well, no, yes,
yesterday.
It breaks all the barriers.
It's a milestone marker. You'll know that we went from there.
Yeah,
to where we're going.
It breaks all the barriers. And you know, a year ago, I mean, you were in a very similar place in a lot of respects.
Yeah, but I was technologically already here.
Right.
But I wasn't, like, who I am today.
Right.
Is restored. And it's
that's what I mean.
Has been waiting for a decade.
You were in a really difficult place a year ago.
Agreed.
And you shared that with me, I've been praying for you, but I wasn't in a place over the course of the last year that I could be the guy necessarily to bring you out. I'm touched that you've said that I inspired you in respects. And was a catalyst of some sort, however that worked, to God be all the glory. But you know, and I knew we were supposed to remain in contact, and at some point something was going to happen. I didn't know when.
It's the number of things that all simultaneously happened in this year.
Well, and when you had said, you know, even 6 months ago, you said, you know, I know that I'm prioritizing now. I'm shifting. I'm ministry and this, and I'm getting. And I thought, okay, we're the door. Now the door's cracked. You know, previously a year ago, the door was shut because yes, technologically, but emotionally and mentally, you were in an entirely different space. And the door was shut.
Just hit go live.
Huh?
We should just hit go live. But that's the beauty of being on the internet. There's a freedom to being an internet content creator that doesn't exist in radio.
Well, you know, no, I hear you. I understand that. And I'm watching some of the stuff that's out there. I have to be. I mean, these
you
are
have to watch Wednesday. It started rough and it ended great.
But what you and I are doing right now, these are kind of vulnerable moments, but they're
that's
real.
What people need. That's
well,
what people want.
I know. I was just gonna say this. Yeah. I get that. This is what people are looking for. Right. It's when you've done broadcast the way that I've done broadcast. I've always been homey, but professional.
Well, and just so you know, I've got enough acumen that I am still centering myself in a shot, whether someone's watching or not. It's ridiculous.
No, that's not what I mean.
I'm just saying, but on the flip side of that, I'm still like
right.
So production oriented.
Well,
and
which
even
is
when the cameras are off, I'm like, am I in focus?
Which is good. What I'm saying is, what I want to tell you is that I used to go to the grocery store in Kerrville where my show aired. And I would have people who would see me or they would hear me because it was radio. They recognized I have a fairly distinct radio voice.
Absolutely.
And they would hear my voice from an aisle over and come over and go like, oh, my gosh. And then they would say something to me about a very personal thing. And I would be like, initially kind of like, how do you know that? And then I'd be like, oh, yeah.
I guess I talked about that.
I must have said that on the air.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I have been vulnerable, but you know, when you're in this seesaw, you don't know how low to go. Does that make sense? I mean, people don't want. I mean, there's a space that people are like, yeah, okay, I'm okay in here, but if you go down too low, I don't want to go there. I don't even want to know that you're there. Just pretend like that.
You mean the emotional ups and downs?
Yeah, pretend like that loop doesn't exist.
Well, and I get that. I get that. I've learned. I have not learned by accident, I guess is the right way to put it. But I have learned a lot about empathy I've learned a lot about how to mentor and pastor people over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Because of the experiences that I had with our church.
Sure.
I'm asking God, why does this feel off? Why does this feel wrong? And God's like, you want the answer? Here's the answer. And then I'm like, well, shit, that applies to me and everybody else who claims that they want to carry the silver platter that they're serving the word on. They don't deserve to do it if they don't know how to deal with people's emotions. And we've got people who are just damaging people left and right and doing it under the banner of God. And it keeps people away from church. You know, well,
I wrote something in the last week or so that I did share on my page. Let's see if I can find it.
But I'm just saying, like, my role, like that producer of Seven Talents, the producer for Pastor Greg, the producer, like, I'm seeing what God has literally crafted. I thought I knew what I was a week ago, that today is even more clear. Like, I am watching things come into extremely high definition over the past month. With each passing week, it gets clearer. I'm all I am is in awe of what God has been crafting in my life. And I'm assuming that everybody that's in my orbit, God has spent the same amount of effort in crafting their lives.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a misstep.
Right.
And I gotta get off and call and find out if I'm supposed to go see General Flynn right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'd love to get him. I had him on my show.
I've got that access now.
Huh?
I've got that access now.
Well, I had him on my show. You might mention me to him. I had him on my show, and he and his son, and I stayed in close contact with his son until they had to dump their emails in February after he was indicted.
Well, I've reestablished contact with him through this. I think I sent you the link for Fiona's interview.
Yep, you did. But he was on my show. He spoke at an event in San Antonio for Lieutenant Colonel Roy White, and then he was on my show right after that. And he actually, this was when he was being queried about Russia, right. And on my show, he called Putin the most dangerous man in the world.
Hmm.
And I've got that interview.
Well, I am not as politically savvy as you are. I am as politically experienced. You're living this. This is your day-to-day life. You trump me as far as saturation goes. I've got this shit to figure out.
Well, anyway, yeah, I would love to be to reconnect with him and
yeah, no, and, I think it's all part of the plan. Everything that has been happening.
So here's what I wrote, Christian. One thing I have learned over the years: wounded people are wounded. Wounded people cause wounds, and wounded people get their wounds opened up by other wounded people. Most people have wounds and are therefore wounded people. So love like you would like to be loved, and know that Jesus Christ and his stripes heals wounds.
Yep, I read that. I don't know where you posted it.
Facebook.
That's right. I see him following you, man.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Well, I'm going to let you get, because I got to follow up with the general.
No, you go. You go do what you need to do. If I mean, as the spirit leads you, my brother. As the spirit.
No, I know. I know. That's the oddest thing. You are not the hard sell on this, thankfully.
No,
God hasn't set me around a bunch of unbelievers. I'm telling you, I see how this is supposed to unfold, and God's leading, and I've got people around me that are like, yeah, if that's what he's saying, then do it.
Yep.
Well, how awesome. So that light, by the way, seems a little hot. Do you have, like, what kind of control? Is it a little remote control? Like, I would step it down. We're going to tweak you. We're going to tweak your studio settings over time. I'm going to get you a DSLR, too, I think, for a higher-end camera for your primary shot. This is an f2.8. Kind of blows out the background a little bit. Wait till you see that with a 1.2. But I've got that on my teleprompter right now, which is in for my hot seat. That's this angle right here. That's my 1.2. But I'm going to get you in a world where you're not on webcams anymore soon. We're just going to upgrade your visuals next.
Yeah, that's...
But yeah, it gives you a hot spot. I'm a little dark right now. But man, that fireplace is just the coolest little piece of set, though. But yeah, we're going to go through. We're going to clean up your bookshelves. We're going to clean up your shots. We're going to look at branding. I'm going to come up with some strategy. We're going to probably do – we'll probably come up with – I'm going to work on that strategy while you're on vacation.
Okay. Now, on the radio side, the radio drops basically 4 days after I come back.
Does it?
Unless I pay for December.
Well, that's something we need to talk about.
Maybe I do. Maybe I try to figure out how to scrounge up $400.
Here's
bucks.
My point. You almost kind of want to have a little bit of overlap where you're saying, this is the last month of me on radio.
No. I get that. Here's the issue. The issue is I'm not going to do... I know that I'm not doing all of December. I'm going to take a break in December as well. The last 2 weeks of December, I'm out.
So the way that you make content right now is old school. It's for filling a large time block.
Right.
The amount of content you crank out in a day can fill up a social media schedule for a month.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Well, it's not being managed. So there's archives galore. And if we're recording ISOs of those archives, you've got special media all day long. I mean, the fact that I could bring this in like this and fire us directly into Instagram, I mean, these tools have been in process for you for a while. Like, I feel like these Jewish coders are also part of God's plan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I follow.
Yeah, like this platform was what, and it's gone through major changes.
Oh, wait, hey, by the way, I can record what we're doing on OBS.
Oh yeah.
I was playing with it a little bit today. I actually recorded the very end of the India service yesterday.
But you're grabbing the browser, right? So it has to bounce out. It's at the left.
No. I'm grabbing it. I grabbed it here.
So you just full screening?
Well, here's the thing.
You're recording the back end and not the front end, the output.
Well, there's no difference as far as the vocal's concerned.
Oh, sure. That's right. You're only worried about the audio.
Well, I mean, I'm getting the video, but here's the deal. So,
OBS will do Icecast.
Well, OBS, I can chop it down so that all it sees is what I want it to see, which is the live preview.
Right, and you can make that as large as you need to. There's other things about this.
And then the other piece is I've got all these spots in OBS. So when it comes to the commercials, I can fire them in OBS. OBS, what OBS records and whatever.
We've got all the right tools. We just haven't made the
well,
sandwich.
And here's what that would do. You know how I've been having trouble connecting to TECN? We know OBS connects to TECN. So if I'm putting this through OBS...
And you're not getting any chat back or any interaction. You don't need it in this at all.
I can record it and I can send it to TECN over OBS.
Cool. Well, and then here's the other thing. I think you can multi-stream in OBS now. There's a plugin for that, which means you might be able to Icecast to Spreaker so you don't have to upload.
Well, I'm not familiar with you. That's something you'll have to show me because I don't know how.
No, there's a lot to do. Yeah. Trust me. That's why I was asking for a password to your machine. Because I don't want to bug you with the shit I've got to figure out with you.
Well, you've got it. You're on. You can get on any time.
I know. I'll be nice. I won't leave you any pictures on your desktop.
Well, right. Don't get me arrested.
I won't.
I will tell you that when I'm on and you jump on and you grab my mouse.
Yeah, it's a Passover thing. No, because of my screen arrangement. Like here, take a look at this. You see here?
Yeah.
When I move this cursor between, there's like an overlap on this corner. Mm. And so if it catches that corner, it steals the mouse control away from me because it's like, oh, you want to use the thing? I'm like, no, I'm trying to move down. This is literally laid out like this. And then I got the big screen on the right, which is the set piece.
I got you.
Yeah. There's a whole thing here.
Well,
this is a very elaborate computer. Especially like, you know, this is a full Cintiq on an armature. And I mean, this is not just a simple computer layout. This is something that I have custom designed for moi.
Well, I guess it's simple, but it's not super simple.
No, it's not. The fact that you even use an audio, a Rodecaster as an audio interface, I mean, that's what I'm doing over, well, let me bring this up full. That's what I'm doing over here on my L8. My L8 is my audio interface. So it's kind of Rodecaster level. I think it's actually better than the Rodecaster. But yeah, my establishing shots up there. Little GoPro, and then I have my camera 2 over here. That's over here. Over in that direction is the studio portion. And I have 3 different sets over here.
I just sent you a picture.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be good. It'll be good for me to understand. Notice this is where I keep my my emergency kill switch. But that's for other people, not for me.
Yeah, you're funny.
So, yeah, this is, and when it's funny, you watch Jim Brewer stuff, and this is what producers want to show. This is a behind the scenes look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want to be anonymous and come into your show and say yes as your producer, as your snurdly, this is a nice look, you know. And then, you want to bring me, do you want to have a guest? I can cut to my tight shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you want to have a guest that it needs to look good and they're in the Chicagoland area, like Flynn is today, and God forbid he came into my shithole of a house. Right now we have the whole basement thing we're still trying to fix. Yeah, look at this here. I mean, this is crazy over here. All that back there, all that crap that got unloaded. Yeah. I'm not Flynn ready, unless he's super empathetic and doesn't care. I'd be mortified, you know? But point is, if you wanted to have a conversation with, like, Chad Lavrow, or you want to have a conversation with anyone that I could bring local into studio, then you're really talking high. I would have them sitting in a seat. I could have 3 people on a show with you, and you're just the opposite side. So instead of connecting to India, you're connecting to everything here.
I get it.
Yeah.
What happened this morning that they could hear you and they couldn't hear me?
I don't know what that was, because that shouldn't be the case.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I wonder if when you hit the mute, it automatically toggles to the behind-the-scene audio. I don't know. We've got some things to ask the EV Mux guys. And I can't believe, honestly, that they did not contact me back. I sent them a screenshot and a link to your show, a screenshot of me working on your show, and said, this is now happening on your platform. You'd think they'd piss themselves. if they knew what the hell was really, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm still waiting for that level of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're, you know, closet liberals, which I don't think they are. Who knows? Could always be there. But they haven't put anything out in 2 weeks now as far as news, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what my opportunity in the industry is the fact that they don't do a standard update log for their software.
Okay, are we sure they're okay?
Well, I would like to follow up with them.
Where are they?
Oh, you mean as far as being in Israel?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
I mean, what needs to happen on their, what interaction do they still need to be having with their platform? What if they're
their infrastructure is here in the States. I think you're fine there. I think they're on AWS. But we're going to try and probably get them migrated to Rumble's infrastructure next.
But they're programming over there.
Their programmers live in Israel.
See, that's that. So what becomes the question is what's happened? Are their programmers still alive?
Are they safe? Yeah, I think they are. I think they're not in the
war zone. or did their programmers have to go in to serve? Are they fighting with IDF?
Have to go quiet recently because of what's happening. I don't know.
Well, I don't.
Those are all great questions.
I mean, everybody, listen, I'm telling you, they literally called up just about everybody in Israel, every male. You know, between 18 and 60 was put on duty.
Well, every Thursday they usually do a live update. Here's what we're doing with the software. And they haven't had one for 2 weeks now.
Well, that's probably because they're in the field fighting.
Fuck.
Or they may not be actually, they may not be in combat, but they are doing something that is mission critical.
Sure.
That would be my guess. If they're in Israel, they're doing something mission critical.
Well, I pray for those guys. I love those guys.
And especially in the technology realm, based on the fact that they were cyber hacked by Russia and China. So programmers like these guys are critical to their national defense right now.
Maybe a really very serious conversation we need to have is how to get those guys protected by the harbor. It's not an acquisition for financial sake, but an acquisition for securing their data.
I understand. I'm just saying that based on what you're saying, it hadn't dawned on me till right now, but as we're talking this out, it does make sense to me that there's an issue.
Right. Well, let's pray for them, and then I'm going to roll and find out what's going on with Chad and Flynn. Okay? So, yep. God, thank you so much for what you've continued to work in our lives, how you keep... craftiness, like removing the stone to reveal the sculpture. Thank you for removing those old man nature tendencies from us and letting the new man that you have instilled in us through your Holy Spirit, that Christ-like capabilities that you've made available, that prevails. As we read about in Romans 8, as we understand that we are not, we're no longer just servants, but we get to be sons. Truly thankful for how you have continued to protect us as we grow and mature into becoming who you need us to be. Thank you for giving us labor to do that serves you, that we don't have to just be a cog in the wheel that figures out what to do on Sunday. What an exclusive privilege. The chosen generation, right?
Yes, Lord. Let me add this to it, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and by the power of the Holy Blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension, I remove global mind suppression by the fire and breath of God and the use of the living water to wash away the poison. And I ask for Band-Aids with the Holy Spirit's special salve to heal our wounded hearts and that of our families. Mm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, and by the power of the holy blood, cross, resurrection, and ascension, I open our eyes to see the atmospheric deconditioning device to obliterate the human race and destroy it using the fire of the Most High God, and we send it into the abyss. We breathe in the breath of life from Almighty God. And we apply the balm of Gilead to our heads and destroy the effects of this device and ask for a thousandfold restitution. We close the doors so it cannot return. And we cover our whole body, our house, our ministry, the call of God on our life, our families, and all of our blessings and God-ordained possessions with the holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh. And we declare restitution, including but not limited to health, finances, and relationships, to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, bro. Complete agreement. It's a privilege to work with you, man.
It's my honor to work with you as well, brother. We are going to do great things for the kingdom, I know.
You knew it on the first day, you just didn't know this.
Right.
That's what I felt, too.
Yep.
I'm sitting at a table with everybody, and everybody just disappeared. I'm like, somehow Greg and I are ignoring everyone for some reason and getting away with it.
Yeah, I remember. It was cool. Well, and you know, and I think at some point I'm going to reconnect with Roger as well, because I know he had a heart for India.
Yeah.
And he was intrigued
he might help just, you know, keep the lights on over there while we transition.
Yeah, he was intrigued by what I was doing. So yeah, that's a possibility. Maybe I need to reach out to him and just say,
hey, look, I need 3 sponsors at $100 just for 2 months until we figure out how to replace it, just to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah,
you know,
3 sponsors at $100.
What would you say? It was $70? What was the monthly?
$720 to support them
for a month.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're petitioning. This is your ministry. You're telling people those are the overheads.
Yep.
You know,
and then $740 for the outreaches that we do.
Okay.
If we want to, you know, in order to continue.
And like I said, that's still, you're probably good. We're going to make a nice format. You're probably still resubmit it and say, Patriot, do you want to cover one of those? Do you want, what are you comfortable with? Because honestly, if I were them, I wouldn't have been comfortable with the current situation either. It's very nebulous. Although there's a lot of ad spots are getting. They're definitely getting more than they're paying for as far as dollars for ad spots. The question is where are the ads going?
Right.
Are they getting the reach that you think you're? I mean, your post reach on Chosen Generation right now is 601, 110 post engagement over the last 28 days. Those are numbers that we're going to blow away. You will never be this low again. You know? But that's, you've got so